Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Busier Beach. Hi, my name is Ann McMillan. I am the master wealth builder, helping to build stronger, better lives and businesses and communities. And I'm very excited to be on this podcast again with my co-host, Mr. Dan Calloway, and our special guest today, Mr. Aman Israel, CEO of Brothers Remodeling. Now, I say this every single week, that after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Conwell, I am convinced that we are all leaving the diamond mines in our own backyards as we travel around the world looking for larger diamonds, when in fact, the diamonds we seek are found within us and in our own hometown from which we've come. Therefore, we're calling this podcast Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach, Hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. Our Riviera Beach moments, I'd like to just continue to read into our hearing at least one story a week from the book Riviera Beach Moments by Deborah Hall McCollum. And page 12, she talks about Joe Anderson, business owner. Joe Anderson is the business owner of J.D. Anderson Construction, Inc., along with his wife, Riviera Beach City Councilwoman, Kashama Miller Anderson. And Joe was raised in Riviera Beach and graduated from Suncoast Community High School. Upon graduation, he continued his educational career at Bethune-Cookman University, where he earned a Bachelor's of Science degree in accounting. In his public service and duties, Joe umpired and coached Little League baseball throughout Palm Beach County for many years. In his active service to the community and regularly attends civic meetings throughout Palm Beach County, he's a member of Omega Psi Phi fraternity, and he was elected to serve as port commissioner for the Port of Palm Beach on August 28, 2018. Now, with that being said, let's talk about our special guest today. And our special guest today, Mr. Aman Israel, is a native of Riviera Beach, and he grew up in Monroe Heights. He went to school and graduated from Suncoast Community High School. Aman has always had a vision of improving his community and being a servant of the people. Throughout his adult life, he has been a part of several boards and communities, such as the Police Advisory Board, the Committee for Better Riviera Beach, the CD of Highway Committee. Aman's life mission is to be a beacon of light for South Florida as a whole, and specifically his hometown, the city of Riviera Beach. And with that, we want to welcome you to the program and the podcast this afternoon, Mr. Aman, and also we want to welcome Mr. Dan Calloway back to the program. And good afternoon, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Aman. Glad to have you. And it makes my day and the whole week coming up even better. How are you and the family doing?
Oh, Mr. Calloway, I'm doing outstanding. Thanks for asking. The family is doing great. And we're just having a good time right now. I have a daughter. She told me the other day she was 22 years old. I told her, don't you never tell me that again. You're still 14.
There you go. Well, that's daddy's girl. It's all the daughter's always the daddy's girl. Aman,
yes,
listen
sir.
To me. You know, we're not going to go back when you were in Little League and playing baseball and basketball over tape, but we are going to have homecoming the month of May. And we do have a banquet where a lot of the guys like Anthony Carter, Otis Anderson, Lamar Paris, and the Coleman boys and Ralphert, Richard, and Cecil, they all will be there. Just a few I'm just naming. When you recapitulate your upbringing in Monroe Heights over at the Tate, the Callaway Complex, at Goodmar Park, tell me and the listening audience what we need to do to help the law enforcement personnel, the elected officials, other committees to go out here hand in hand like a teamwork that you've been doing all this time to help to minimize some of the problems we're having with the streets in Palm Beach County. And there's every day you pick the phone up or you listen to somebody calling you or reading about it, there's a disturbance. Now, from your boyhood to where you are now as a leader in Riviera, what you think we need to do?
Callaway, well, first, I want to say thank you to, you know, the work that you've done for years, because I did come up under your tutelage over at Tate Recreation and playing basketball and baseball. And, you know, I can still remember the times when, although we were playing basketball, but you were so instrumental in making sure that we were disciplined and having fun. So I definitely want to thank you for what you've been doing for all of the years. In terms of the police department, excuse me, it's more good people in Riviera Beach than not good. And all we have to do is get the community involved. That means our police officers are going to have to talk. And if you look at our city, and one of the most, we get the most calls from Barack Obama to Congress, from Silver Beach to First Street. We get more calls in that area than anywhere else in Riviera Beach. And basically, we have only 37 streets in that area. And if you took two police officers and walked that area 3 feet a day, and talk to people, bring them together. After you bring a street together, have a meeting with them. Bring two streets together. Because people are, in reality, tired of crime. You know, our seniors, we call it the golden years, but they're not comfortable walking the streets. And that's because of what we did or what we didn't do. But our seniors should be able to walk the streets and enjoy one another. A lot of them want to walk just for exercise, but don't feel comfortable. But they do. The senior citizens know more than most people think they do, and they will tell you what's going on in your city. So we hear the term community policing, but community policing is when the community is cooperating with the police department. The police department cannot be everywhere, but the community is, and they will cooperate with the police department to make this city a more safe, and I'm not afraid to use the term crime-free, because it can be that. In terms of, now that's the police department. Now, in terms of youth, people like to talk about the condition of our youth. But our youth is in the condition that they're in because of what we did or what we did not do. Our youth is a result of us that's living today. And we're going to have to bring them, spend time with them, teach them. There was probably about 2 hours ago, it was about six young men passed me, and I just stopped them and talked to them. And you'd be surprised at some of the conversations that they had. And I asked them, I said, you know, just simple, why do you have your pants down? You know, and they, you know, they said, well, one of the gentlemen said, well, that's Brother Amon. I say, well, does it feel all right just to pull them up? And they say, yeah, Mr. Ma. I say, well, I know you want families. And I just had a conversation with them. And since I do base my life from a biblical prospect, I did talk to them about things from a biblical prospect. And they said, wow, we didn't know that. You know, and I talked to them about us being the children of God. So, you know, not only just having, well, look at it this way, Mr. Callaway. We have people in top positions. We have a junior high school, Suncoast. based on the positions that we have here in Riviera Beach, we should be in Suncoast High School, Suncoast Junior High on a regular basis. Suncoast Junior, John F. Kennedy Junior High should be the best junior high school in South Florida because we have key people in positions to be examples for them, to spend time with them. A lot of our youth, basically, unfortunately, they go home and not in the best environments. But we need to expose our youth to better things. We have to do that. Some people want to say that, well, their parents don't know any better. Well, that might be true. It may not be true, but that doesn't stop us from spending time with them. I remember being over at the elementary school. I talked to about, it was a group of us, Fathers Forever, talked about 13 students. And all 13 of them said they wanted to be football players, but one said he wanted to be a scientist. I said, well, why do you want to be a scientist? He said, I could be a scientist as long as I want to be. And the other young men heard him say that, but it made them think, you know, and we took them over to City Hall, introduced them to the city manager, told him that he managed over $100 million business, and he got over 500 employees, and they looked at him like him. But the individual spent time with him, and they began to see things from another perspective. And I always think, what would happen if we keep spending that kind of time with our children? And then the economic part, you know, I came up in a time when had multiple businesses. I came up when a teacher was two houses from me, business owners. I had contact with people that were doing great things. Mr. T.C. Saffold, attorney, doctors, Dr. Carter. I could talk to these people. These people where I can touch them. And even you, Mr. Calloway, we always had active years. You always told us about great things. But we, when you just look at the community, Mr. Calloway, we're not involved enough with our youth. You know, we're just not involved enough. And the economic development that's, excuse me, go ahead, Mr. Calloway, excuse me.
No, I was going to say to you that you write in the book further. It's just, this is the third copy. You mentioned the professionals, whether being sports, or doctors, or teachers, and you mentioned that one of the things at the very beginning, you were saying, and you've been preaching that on the microphone, writing at the council, I sat in my house, look at you on TV, you asked the police department when you're riding through the city, get out of the car, check on the people, tell them your name, ask them about their name. You see somebody during the week when should be in school, you ask the kid, why are you not in school? And if they give you, say, well, I was sick, well, you should be home. And if it doesn't give you an answer, you need to check on the school, find out why he's not there. You're the truant officer. That's what you are. And that's what the people did when I was a boy. And that's what I was doing when you were a boy.
Yes,
the African said it takes a village to rear a child. And you took the mantle up as well as anybody. I can attest that. Now, let's get back to the law enforcement. Break it down here before we get into the elected officials. And I can speak on being a lawman because you remember I retired after 25 years after leaving recreation with the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. Community relationship or community relation unit is the most powerful unit in law enforcement because the theory that the citizens is against the police and the police against the citizens, that's not so. You got some bad people, you got some bad law enforcement, but should be mandated that everybody is a community relations officer, because you spend 90% of your time talking to people, not building places and things, people. And if you're people friendly, they will give you information about the bad guy. You said that.
Yes, they will.
At the very
beginning.
Yes, sir. Now, you grew up as a park called Goodmar Park. Then there's an outside park in Monroe Heights. And then was going on Fifth Street. We call it Firehouse, George Street. And then we had some more. And then we finally we got the gyms. Well, if you're having a picnic, bringing food, music. See, food bring people, music keep them, and then you can talk to all the kids and the parents. Everybody having fun. See, when you have a great setting, law enforcement should be in there not to put so much of the security that somebody going to break the law. Is really to socialize with them and let people know the lawman is only a job. That's a job. And that's part of life. Two of the most important things is the church, because when we got a new, we had 28 ministers two Fridays ago, and in the next meeting, I'm going to contact you and ask you to go to Dr. Drayton Church, whether it's a Thursday morning or a Friday morning. We are putting together the Ministerial Alliance here in Riviera, where when they get before that holy desk every Sunday, they can elaborate on certain things in the community, because you are well read from the Bible. Jesus was going to and fro, up and down, taking care of the sick, the hungry, the homeless, the hopeless, and the incarcerated. And then he took time to give sight to the blind and raise the dead. Now, we can't do those last two, but we can do those first five. I think that you own the money. You should be the ambassador of Riviera to just tell the story. See, you were too old for rock and roll, but you're too young for the rocking chair. And that's a big difference.
Yes.
See, if you talk, and I know you try to go before the council and go before the commissioners. Now, you said this about the law enforcement. Now, what about fishers? They need to get away from just coming to the meeting and thinking everybody going to come to the council meeting and say something before the microphone. They need to go in their district, in the other district, and every time you have something at one of those parks or gym, they should come out there and just walk through the crowd and say hello. See, most people, 95% of the people are not going to do like you and go to the council meeting and voice your opinion about. It's not so much for you as it's for all the ones that you are talking to every day. Nobody talked to as many people in Riviera as you. So how you respond to that?
Well, Mr. Calloway, when you know, our city council, one of the responsibilities to create, you know, policies. And after you create these policies, then you allow your city manager to implement those policies and, you know, oversee them to make sure that everything is implemented. And when that's going on, council responsibilities is to, in my opinion, is to be attracting other businesses, spending time with the people in various ways, you know, being examples for them, you know, letting them know what's available. You know, some of the people that's not doing as good in terms of youth, some of them really, Mr. Calloway, that's all they know.
Okay.
When you talk to some of them, you'll find out that they really, really want to do better. So some of the council's elected officials' responsibilities should be to be in a position to make sure that our youth are aware it's available. they need to do a better job in keeping the public informed on what's going on in the city, what's available in the city. Right now, our voter turnout is very low. And I know my precinct, I think the last I checked, it had about 16 to 18,000 registered voters, and about 300 is voting, 400 is voting out of the 16, 1800. And that's very low.
That's terrible.
I had someone to check back in when I was talking to them. They're a researcher. And I told them I started voting, I think it was like 74, 75, and they went back and was able to see that 89% of the registered voters were voting in 74, 75. That has dropped off tremendously. And we can gather that, we can create a much more participants out of the people that are registered to vote, can show them that we can make Riviera Beach a better place. When good people come together, you will do good things.
That is true.
Right now, Riviera Beach, 8-square-mile city, is number one, number two in the world in onshore diving. It has the fourth largest port out of 14 ports in in Florida. Riviera Beach is the fourth largest container port. Between Miami and Orlando, we have the number one tourist attraction between Miami and Orlando, which is Grand Rapids Water Park. We have a warehouse district that you can send your products anywhere in the world from Riviera Beach. They're like 5 or 10 minutes from an international port, 15, 20 from the airport, 95 turnpike. So when you look at some of the things we have one of the best beaches in Florida. People that love to fish, the Gulf Stream run the closest to Riviera Beach than it goes anywhere else in the state of Florida. So with some of these attributes that we have, some of these wonderful, outstanding attributes, and we have Suncoast High School, we have Inlet Grove High School. Both of them are A schools. Inlet Grove are sending like 98% of their students to college. And when they graduate from Inlet Grove, they graduate with experience. They really can go acquire jobs after spending 12 years in high school. They really can go get a job, but they prefer to further their academic education. So when you look at some of the attributes that we have, it's no reason that we're in the condition that we're in. You can throw a rock from Riviera Beach to Palm Beach. I still think it's the highest zip code in the country. And how are we on the ocean and the intercoastal? There's no reason we should be doing much better.
And poverty should be eliminated. Homeless should be eliminated. That's why we got a group that's coming in, going to meet with the city manager and the city fathers to put a place for, in case the next time we have a bad hurricane come in here, like we tore up the Bahamas 3 or 4 years ago, and we were shipping everything over there. What happened if we have one to tear our town up? Where are we going to house these people doing that? There's a lot of homes that's not efficient to be able to withstand that, because that's why the mayor, Ronnie Felder, came up with something 6 months ago. And he got a lot of us. He asked me to help get the ministers. And now we're putting together where we're going to take care of about 50 to 60 houses, some of them where you live in Monroe Heights, some on S Avenue, and some down on Firehouse, down in that area where we used to call it the Veteran Project, from First Street to Fifth Street. And if those places were built in the 1950 and 51, you know good and well they need a lot of repair. But there's a lot of senior citizens don't have the funds to do that. But if we go to the Walmart, to the, all these, the Lowe's, the place you get the material, and we got, and then I'm talking to a person who remodel places. You know all kind of people can come in and help out with that. I think that if we use this as a stepping stone to work together, our problem is we got too many people who want to be the superstar. But if you use the terminology of a football team, the quarterback is no better than the man who's snapping the ball to him. That's the center. And then who's blocking for him? The tackles and the guards. And then if he can't throw the ball and go catch it himself. So therefore, he has to have a tight end and receivers. So if we use that, we pull together against each other too much. When you were talking about making sure people get ready to go to school when they finish high school, whether they can go into a job, there's a lot of $2,600 an hour, $26 an hour, and certain jobs. We got a group with Erza Sampo, and I think that our host to train all these people that they don't have to go anywhere. You remember when George Carter had the Marina group down there on 13th Street preparing them how to go and build boats? And you got Rabovich, and you got the other man there, those boat builders. We need to be more into that. That's a lot of money. But the poverty got to be eradicated. There's no way in this time, in a free nation like we are, and you just said, we'll, a little south of Palm Beach Garden, North Palm Beach, and Juneau Beach, and you're going right across the water, you're looking at Palm Beach at our inlet, and on the south end, you know good and well, Bogotone is the wealthiest city in Palm Beach County. Now, we got all this wealth here. How do we have all these people out here homeless and hungry? Yeah, we got to do better. If we know better, we must do better. Now, am I to believe that you are telling the listening audience there is a light at the end of the tunnel? You see a beacon of light to know we're going to be much better because we know the thing. You said that some people you talk to, they will do better, but they just don't know better. Now, are we to put up programs, invite these people, especially when you get into authority? I think that everybody needs to have a course in sociology, the study of human nature, the norms, the tendencies, and the mores of the society. If you don't know how to get along with people and you're working in those positions, how are you going to be able to relate to them? I just don't understand that. But now I need to ask you this question. You talked about the law enforcement. You talked about the children need more activities. Now let's get into that a little more. Are you telling me we need to volunteer and go out and help with the recreation department, and if the police department got cadets, if the fire department got cadets, we need to volunteer our time and get more involved, and the people who are in that field need to be able to relate to the community to make sure people want to come and work with you and give their time. Now, how you feel about that?
I think that you're absolutely right. You have to be community oriented. You have to care about the community. We need to have people in positions that have that kind of foundation so that it'll be natural for them to. And what's wrong with several students having conversations with our city manager, assistant city manager, and we have a female. Two female assistant city managers. We have female lawyers. You know, what happens when our young ladies talk to them? Mm-hmm. What happens when they talk to our elected officials? What happens? You know, when we took those elementary students over to City Hall, they looked the city manager as if you talking about him. He's over 500 employees.
Mm-hmm.
He's managing a $500 million budget. You know, now we have probably about $500 million worth of economic development coming. And I've been hearing about this economic development, new fire stations, city halls, new gyms, new city hall, new libraries. But that's now starting to happen since Jonathan Evans has been here. But what happens when we start teaching those children about that economic development and how this is going to impact them? What happens when we show them the 1, 2, 3? What does it take to manage these kinds of projects? When you got like an Ann McNeil, a female, that's doing what she's doing, what happens when she sit down with young ladies and show them what she's doing? It will inspire them. We just need to set those kinds of examples. We have a $200 million project, hopefully it'll take place sometime soon, with the port. It's been sitting stagnant for 3 to 4 years. But what happened when they see that development? You know, I'm involved with Riviera Beach Garden, right where on Blue Heron, where the old fire department was.
Mm-hmm.
And when those youth come out there and plant a seed, and they see that seed start to mature and grow, and when they come back again and see that seed that they planted not only grew but began to produce food.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when we start teaching that about all aspects of life? But
okay.
We got to plant those seeds and nurture those seeds so
mm-hmm.
that the weeds won't choke them out, our youth.
That is true.
Yes,
well,
sir.
That is beautiful. Now, that was going to be my last question.
Uh-oh.
And it's probably for all of them is important for me to ask, because the listening audience need to know when it's coming from an expert, and you are an expert. You and I sat in many meetings, and we have had a lot of one-on-one conversation over the years. That's why I'm so impressed with you. You the same yesterday, today, and you'll be same tomorrow. You've been preaching along with me, take care of the homegrown people.
Absolutely.
You are one of the proponents of been talking about that, and it bothers me when we have all these great jobs and we got to build this and we got to do that. We got to go way around the world and we got everybody here from Riviera or locally when we know we should be giving these people their job. Why go to the school? You're preaching about going to school and teach them all, and then when they get certified, you're going to send them away to get this training and you won't go give them a job. Everything we do, we ought to have somebody can fill that place. And I'm not going to be a person, put it all, it's got to be a black person all the time, but stay with the number. If it's 72% of minority, then let 72% of the minorities get the job. That's simple as that. And then, therefore, you won't lose all this great talent all over the world. Now, you know good and well that you into building and overseeing all these things. What are you saying about making sure that the five council, the mayor, and the city manager fill those with local people? That's what the people are telling you on the street. That's what they're telling me in meeting and all my life. And I fought for all my life to make sure the local people get first deals. Now, how you feel about that?
Well, there's a scripture said that you're worse than an infidel if you don't take care of your own.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally agree, Mr. Galloway. Not equal to infidel, worse than an infidel if you don't take care of your own. Riviera Beach really has an opportunity to be the best lit city to live, work, and play. Mr. Calloway, I'm going to share this. I was at the post office once, and it was right at 5, and they were getting ready to close, and a lady ran in to get a money order. And we started talking, and she told me that she was just stopped in to get a money order. Her husband and the realtor was in the car. So when I started talking to her, she went and got the realtor and her husband and say, tell them what you just told me. And I started explaining to them what we had in the city by gated communities. I should go down Blue Heron, that's the ocean, and talked about the fishing opportunities and the schools that we had. And she said, asked the realtor, she said, is that true? And he had to say yes. But I went back in the post office about 2-3 months later, and she went back and told them, if you see that guy in white, please tell him I live in Thousand Oaks. Her budget was $375,000. She bought a house at the time for $165,000 that at one time was worth $485,000. But she said, okay, tell him based on what he told me. So we can attract good people.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we have, and when I say good people, I'm talking about bringing out people, those that was raised here and went away to be educated to make the city even better than what it is. See, I believe in perfection. I really do believe in that. If we start displaying, implementing, showing, being the example of greatness, then that's just what we'll be. If we settle for inferiority, then
that's what
we're
going to get. Well, you know, before we close, we got a few minutes, two or three more minutes to go, but I need to bring this up here. I need to say this because I have a rule. I can't put the day off for tomorrow because tomorrow may not be mine. So I got to take each day one day at a time. That's as simple as that. When your generation, and you drag a lot of them with your generation because your attitude and reality of what we need, and they listen to you, you are like a pathfinder because I see myself calling you because of my limited ability to go on my own because I can't drive because of my eyesight, and then when you get old, you're supposed to pass the baton anyhow. I think that what we got to do is stop complaining so much and go out here and go get it done. What I mean by that, we got to stay on our policymakers, the people who we elect, they're our voice. That's why they're in 5 different districts. They are our voice, and we got the mayor. Now, we either put up or shut up. Because right now with the development in this city, I need, before you sit at one of those pews, when they roll my body up there and said those are some of the things that Mr. Calloway wanted to see before he go on to a greater place. I think that there's no need to putting it off and say keep tossing this around. Let's get together, let's do it, and let everybody be free of bills of our community. It shouldn't be. If we got the great ocean, you just told people, if you got all these different things on the waterfront, down on the, what is that, where you said the place that you sent the people, Congress, all that new development, you got a lot of things.
Yes.
And there's other places going to be developed. And there's certain places need to be toned down and then replaced.
Right.
And as money can come to us, if Tallahassee, if everybody, our representative, the governor not going to help us, but we got to help ourselves. We got some people up there who are going to do well for us, but we got to take advantage of it, and the 5 councilmen got to listen to the people to make sure they go and do their due diligence and get that money in here, and then give the people who live here a chance to show their talent and build and develop and get it done. Now,
absolutely.
And
Mr. Calloway,
yes,
I got to say this, that there's a restaurant, newly opened restaurant, that's called Vegan on the Go. They serve some of the best vegan food in the state of Florida. The address is 1665 Martin Luther King, right there on what used to be called 8th Street. I call it a mini mall there, just west of Stony Brook. It used to be Stony Brook.
Yeah, just
on the west. Yes, sir. It's on the west side on the corner. Now, if you want to try some vegan food, that's where you must go. You know, I'm talking about food. Go ahead, sir.
No, you're
going. You're talking about some. I said some of the best vegan food in the state of Florida. And high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes run rampant. If we change our diets,
mm-hmm.
we can get rid of that in a short period of time. There's
beautiful.
A garden, the urban garden on Blue Heron, where the old fire station is. Come out there and help to make sure that sustainability. We're just giving the food away, but there's a program that we're going to ask Riviera Beach to participate in, because they're predicting that food for a family of three is going to go up an extra $1,000 a month. So we're going to have to learn how to grow our food. I'm going to ask that the community be involved. I might give seeds to different families, let them grow this food, and we bring it all together and have a feast, sharing what we've grown with the whole community.
Well, you know, I don't get you involved in everything, but this is the month. I'm embarrassed because I couldn't afford to pay the guys out on the pontoon boats, Ed Walker, Alan Wynn, and those guys that go up to Okeechobee, in the city of Okeechobee, out in the freshwater lake. And then I got people in Belleglade. Kenny Funderburk is my captain of the boat out there. Body Williams will take at least food for 15, anywhere from 12 to 1,500 families, people. I don't know how many families that is. And they're on a waiting list right now. And, of course, you know, it's one of the fish and chicken is one of the two things that mostly with on a bad diet that the doctor say you can eat that. But I'm going to go to the vegan place where I can have something because I am diabetic. And then I'll be able to tell the people myself, you need to go try this out. That's what I'm going to do.
Yes, sir.
Because if you recommend
yes,
it, I know it's got to be good. Because you are.
Mr.
You
Calloway,
want to
I said it's some of the best food in the state of Florida.
Well, that's good enough for me. And the main thing about it, I'm going to take some of my senior citizens there. And maybe my boss lady, Ann McNeil, maybe she'll come out there and have a lunch with us. Ann, are you here?
Sitting right here listening to every word.
Oh, you got a final comment?
Well, first let me say, Amon, awesome, awesome, awesome to get to know this side of you, and great information, love, the sharing, but also the caring. You know, we try the spirit by the spirit, so I think we all have a great love for our great city. And as you were talking, it just continued to remind me of the words of Russell Conwell as I open up the program every week, and the fact that the diamonds we seek are found within us in our own hometown. And our hometown of Riviera Beach has prepared many of us, all of us, to do what God has called us to do. And so whatever we can do in giving back and serving, because we also know that where we give, we may not receive from that same place, and it's all good. So I want to thank you and ask you if you have any closing remarks before we wrap up. Mr. Calloway, if either one of you have any closing remarks, we'll have those, and then we'll go ahead and wrap up. Thank you.
Well, I'll let him be last because he's much smarter than me. But I will say this. You will be given the contract as a painter for the fire station, the new fire station or something like that.
Yes, sir.
Or some of these things. You. So when you come to different banquets, when I introduce you as a homegrown individual who thought enough to come back here and let your talents lead the place that you started out as a child, and maybe I had a little bit to help out with that. That's my final remark, because I'm pleased that Ann McNeil, for what she's accomplished, growing up on 36th Street, Comus Avenue, and moving with her brother and her family, I'm so proud of her, because anything that she has in development, she's going to fill the bill with probably local people as much as she can. And I know they will be good people because she's a good person. That's my final remark.
All righty.
We're waiting for your final remark.
Well, again, come together. We've sat back long enough. And again, when good people do good things, we're going to solve all of our problems. And we can't forget the Creator. He said, anything you ask in my name, you can have it. And Mr. Calloway, I had the blessing to spend time and see the works that Yahweh did in Miami and around the country. And I can't help but come back here and help to make Riviera Beach the greatest city to live, work, and play academically, socially, spiritually, educationally, economically, all those different arenas. We can make Riviera the beacon of light for really the whole state of Florida and America. And again, thank you, Mr. Calloway, for what you do. You, Sister Ann McNeil, for what you're doing and the accomplishments that, and I look forward to working with you all to make Riviera Beach a great city. Thank you so much. And Mr. Calloway, if you ever need a ride, you can call me. I know you got a great person taking you around, but he told me he's getting ready to get married. So if you still need a ride, call me.
I do, Armand. Yep, I need that. But I appreciate one of the things, being one of the co-hosts on this program, I appreciate reliving some things, but getting acquainted, and spend time with some of you that I've known for a long time. And I don't have enough time to thank all of you all, because Ann McNeil said about 6 months ago that she is one of the seeds that I planted years ago when she was 8 years ago, and she's only giving back for what she's been given. That is a bigger trophy that I've ever gotten in my life, and you know I've been honored all over the country. But when I come back and can see the people when they was yearlings, little leaguers, little ball players, little girls and boys coming out of the elementary school and to come in and take the mantle and do what you all are doing, it's just wonderful. God bless all of y'all.
Yes, sir.
All right. You know how we women are. We will get emotional and start reminiscing. So I'm going to do what I need to do and wrap this program up, because we have two great giants on our show today, and you have all heard from both of them. And so, gentlemen, we really appreciate your sharing and caring and giving. As Mr. Calloway always liked to say, giving to the least, the lost, and the unconcerned, as we all continue to build a better city of Riviera Beach, in which we can all reimagine, but we also have memories to remember what was, and it was, and still is, a great city. So with those thoughts, you have been listening to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. And our phenomenal guest today was Mr. Aman Israel, CEO of Brothers Remodeling, and our co-host, Dan Calloway. My name is Ann McNeil, and we want to thank all of you for listening, and we will see all of you right back here every single Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join the podcast, all you have to do is dial in to 661-554-9219, and if you'd like to listen to any of the pre-recorded shows, you can just go to Google and Google the name of our guest or hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Until next time, we'll see everybody next week. Thank you and have a great day.